Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Brad Rippey, meteorologist for the United States Department of Agriculture. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So you look all the way from Texas to the southern Atlantic coast. Virtually the entire cotton production area is experiencing some level of drought. And of course, that's a concern because you've got limited soil moisture. And if you look at some of the individual states, specifically at Georgia and Oklahoma, we've got roughly 40% of those cotton production areas experiencing at least extreme drought, which is D3 on the drought monitor. A lot of that may be due to the La Nina that we're just starting to try to break out of right now. We continue to see these episodic cold outbreaks from time to time, kind of punching through from Canada and Alaska. And so we've been on this whipsaw between brief sub-freezing temperatures, even into the south, and then these summer-like days where temperatures get into the 90s. And then we'll get into April. It looks like we might see some changes, possibly for the better. And I think that's mostly true from the Delta eastward. I think we'll start seeing some opportunities to get some spring rainfall, maybe not so much as you move from the high plains westward. Unfortunately, it doesn't look particularly good for a lot of relief for the big West Texas cotton patch. And then points west from there, I think heat and dryness are going to be a problem heading on through April. I'm optimistic that things will start turning a bit as we move deeper into the spring. And I think it will turn a little bit wetter. I'm hoping a better production season in the southeast than what the map looks like right now, because it is very, very dry.